Founded in 1855 by a Mississippi settler named Nancy Martindale, the community farmed cotton and became a center of hybrid corn and cottonseed production in the 1960s. Farms still blanket the area, while river sports also boost the local economy. Not only do the Condies and their two children paddle the river year-round, Virginia has made a career of protecting its cypress-lined waterway as executive director of the San Marcos River Foundation. It's obvious Martindale is going to grow, and I really hope it happens in a way that protects the integrity of the area and protects the water quality and quantity, she says. Without the river, Martindale would be a completely different place. Community lifeblood. It's a tiny community, an eclectic community, and it's very nature-oriented because the river runs through it. The San Marcos River is the lifeblood of Martindale. Despite everyone's differences, I think we all have the river in common. You don't realize how noisy the river is. It's just teeming with life. We can open the back door and hear the river at any time of day, along with the birds and wildlife that depend on it. Cotton days. Martindale was a big farming community, mainly cotton. At the Highway 80 feed barn, which has great fries and great burgers, you can see an old safe where seed was once stored. The Martindale Dam used to power a cotton gin. There's an old water tower, too. It's a very quaint town, with the river at its heart. It looks like it did 50 years ago. 4th of July fun. Martindale has a pretty popular 4th of July parade, with a ton of antique cars and a great lineup. Hundreds of people line the street for it. They have Model Ts, tractors, fire trucks, and caballero horsemen and women in costume. Triathlon tradition. They say the Martindale Triathlon, which started in 1978, is the oldest triathlon in Texas. The Texas Canoe and Kayak Racing Association puts it on. It's a dry tri, a run and then a bike ride, but no swimming. You paddle the last leg. It's staged from the Shady Grove Campground, where you can also pay to camp overnight. The Spencers, who own the campground,